Jeffrey's upset.
Why does the nice guy never get the girl?
Jeffrey, are you sure you're nice? I mean, just look at how you treat people.
Well, the jocks always get the girls anyway, and they're all assholes, and they don't even treat girls well.
Actually, Jeffrey, he's attractive, he's charming, he's romantic, he knows how to turn her on. Do you know how to do any of these things? No, of course you don't. So you can blame it on the jocks, and you can blame it on the girls, but maybe you're just not that attractive. Adonis. Adonis used to struggle in life too. When he was in the womb, that was the most challenging 2 weeks ever. But by the time he was born and he was done with being immature, he grew into a man of character. The ultimate man, after all. You've probably seen the dynamic that girls go for the kind of jock, asshole type of guys, and not the sweet, nerdy kind of, you know, the guy who'd really love her and be nice to her. And I'm gonna explain to you why, and this is gonna be a brutal video, but it's also gonna give you a competitive advantage because it's gonna teach you what exactly those like jock asshole guys are doing that you can start to do so that you actually, one, can attract the girl but then keep her because you've got the sweet side to you as well, so you're the ultimate package. The guys that seem like assholes to the girls, what they have is that they are red-pilled. Being red-pilled is kind of like being like a biological alpha male in the sense that you act like you're better than everyone else, you're high status, you're strong, and that you are quite indifferent and don't really give a fuck about any one woman because you've got multiple women. And you're probably thinking, wait, but like, I do actually care about this girl. I don't have multiple women. You can just pretend. The weird, powerful part of being red-pilled is you can literally just pretend to be like an alpha male. Pretend that you've got multiple girls. Pretend that you are quite high status. And people will believe it. And this is the weird thing, because is this inauthentic? Yes. Will it get you women, sex, and love? Yes. After a few years, will this inauthenticity basically translate into you just naturalizing the process and not even needing to fake it anymore? Yes. So if you want to become this version of you that actually can attract the women in the first place and sexually turn them on, you may as well just follow this advice. So what you notice of these guys who get the girls but you feel like they don't deserve them, it's not that they're purposefully like assholes, purposefully negative, hateful people. They are selfish. And this is weirdly attractive to girls. Girls like guys who are focused on themselves. Girls like guys who are living their own life and who don't really put up with their shit that much. It's the truth. Girls will watch this and be like, nope, no we don't, no we don't. We like really nice, lovely, sweet guys. But then if they did, you'd have a fucking girlfriend, right? So never fucking listen to what girls say about what they want. Because if girls actually acted like how they talk online, like, oh, I just want a sweet guy, then all the fucking little chumps, no offense, but you know, the sweet little chumps, all of them, like you, would have girlfriends, but you don't, because girls will chat shit and tell you, like, no, we don't like assholes, no, we don't like selfish guys, no, we don't like these alpha male types, but they won't fucking date you, and they'll keep dating those guys, right? Just remember that, okay? No matter what a woman says about her preferences, if they were actually telling the truth and saying, oh, well, you know, I really like the sweet guy, and, you know, I don't want an asshole, I don't want a selfish guy, then guys like you would always have girlfriends, but a lot of like the sweet guys don't, because what women say they want and what and whose dick women actually suck is very different, very different. So it's time to not listen to the fish and listen instead to the master fisherman. What do women want? The first and most important part is the red-pilled, sexually attractive man who symbolizes the alpha male. This is the truth. Basically, you need to symbolize or actually be high status to the point that you have an abundance of women, to the point that you have an abundance of respect from men. Now, this is fairly hard to fake, and it can take you 5-10 years to get to this point naturally through building yourself up and acquiring accomplishments and, you know, becoming confident and everything. But this is what women want. They basically, on the first principle, want a guy that they want to just fuck. You know, like that stereotypical hot guy who's sexy, who's charming, who's confident, who seems like he's fucking other girls. Girls won't ever say this, like, oh, I want a guy guy who's fucking other girls. They won't ever say that. They'll tell you, no, I'm only attracted to a guy who's exclusive. But they'll continuously fuck the guy who they know is fucking other girls. Like, think about how many girls you know who are pissed off that the guy that they want is sleeping with other girls. Most of them, right? That's such a common problem. So girls will say that they want a guy who doesn't want other girls, but they keep getting with the guy who's got other girls because he is seen as like the Adonis alpha male. He is like the abundant, high status guy that they can't help to be with. So how do you first of all become this version of yourself? You've got to get red pilled. I have a 6-hour red pill course inside of my online school. It's the second link. You might not be able to afford to join or whatever, but maybe you'd want to go and see. It's a 6-hour training on like how to become red pilled. It's brutal as fuck because I destroy every perception that you've had of like women before. If you can't afford to join it, I understand. I'm going to give you one lesson right here. Basically, just pretend. Just pretend you are like the upper echelon strong man who has an abundance. So there was a phrase I still remember and it's so powerful. Mimic a sexually satisfied personality. Girls are attracted to the kind of guy that they assume is already sexually satisfied in that basically he's already having a lot of sex. If you're not, you can just mimic the actions. What would the version of you that was completely sexually satisfied, for example, if you had just gotten your dick sucked by 2 10 out of 10 girls this morning, what would that version of you reply to her text now? When she says, oh no, I can't meet tonight, how would you reply if you had just had like a threesome with beautiful women? Would you really give a shit? Would you call her out on it? Would you get upset? No. That version of you is more attractive because she's thinking, oh, like he seems abundant. He's not needy. As much as women will complain about this video and tell you, no, we don't like this, their actions will tell you differently. So what I tell my students in my paid program is to visualize the double blowjob. You don't need to be like a degenerate casual sex or anything, but you can just visualize this. Visualize that you have 2 10 out of 10s right now giving you the full on guac guac 3000 fucking like that shit, right? Then when you have a text from this girl, imagine how you'd reply. You wouldn't reply right away. If she says she can't meet you, you'd be like, okay, whatever, I don't give a shit. If she starts causing some problems, you're just, whatever, you're focused on this, right? That version of you is going to be so much more sexually attractive to the woman. You have to check that box off first. Mark my words, the reason why you struggle with women is because there are two archetypes. There's like the sexual red pill alpha male, and there's like the secure, comforting beta male blue pill. You check off this one. Most guys check off the kind of like secure, loving, you know, I'll cuddle with you, hee hee. Most guys check that off. The problem is, if you attract a woman with only this one, one, you'll barely attract girls in the first place, but two, it's like she'll never be very sexually excited by you if you're just the, you know, the comforting little sweet guy, you're always there on time and everything. Like, girls say they like that, but their actions just show you differently. What you need, if you want to get into like a good relationship with a girl, you start with the red pill stuff. Like, you get red pilled as fuck, you show this side to her so she thinks, wow, like he's hot as fuck, he's so sexy. But then when she gets to know you, she then sees that you have the other side, that you're actually a sweet guy as well. Think about it, isn't that the perfect storytell in a woman's mind? He's so sexy, he's amazing, but he's probably an asshole. Oh, he's actually sweet as well. That's the fucking Disney like fairy tale that girls have. Basically, for most guys around the world, the problem is you don't have that sexy side to begin with. You've got the safe side, you've got the comforting side, you might even have like the resources, like the money, all this cute stuff, which is like, no offense, but it's like beta male things, it's like Jeffrey things. The real primal attraction, the version of you that makes her scream like an animal, that's what you lack. You need this primal masculinity, red pill, alpha male dominance. You need these things. Most guys are too scared because the modern world has destroyed this, has ripped this from your spine. And now you feel too scared to like even hold a woman's eye contact. You feel too scared to use like more of your stronger voice when you tell her to do something. You feel too scared to escalate with a woman. You're showing that you're spineless. You're showing that you're only this guy. What you need is to become the next level, the dominant masculine version of you. You need a plan, like a protocol, to make this into reality so that this isn't just fluffy words which sound motivational, but there's action step and a, like a basically a workout routine for your self-improvement journey. And I've made it for you and it's for free. It's the Adonis Protocol, the top link in the description. It's like a full-on protocol course. It takes like 4 hours for you to just watch through, and then you've got action steps and quests and things that you have to do, which is actually difficult, and you will turn into this version of you. The top link in the description, go click that right now. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.